brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This November 17 broadcast, the Alex Jones Show. I'm Aaron Dykes, honored to sit in. Now, we are expecting Alex to pop in sometime later in the broadcast, but right now you really want to tune in. If you missed the Chemtrails Geoengineering Special, you want to find that at Infowars.com or where it's easiest to get at PrisonPlanet.tv. For subscribers, you can get that right now on a free trial. Check it out. See how good it is. Do what? Yeah, and or you could just find it somewhere on the internet, share it with people, analyze it, but also stay tuned for this, a censored broadcast of something many of you listeners have already seen, but look at it. Again, look how true it is now, and that is Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory episode of Police State, which covered FEMA camps and the whole gamut of the federalized takeover. It's an episode that got very angry about. There was a lot of behind-the-scenes pressure, as you'll hear Alex introing the clips, pointing out, and they stopped this episode from re-airing. They re-air all the episodes as part of the ability to regain money and recoup the costs and everything, and it also draws in more viewers over time. They re-aired all the other episodes as hard-hitting as they were, but they blocked this one. They even went so far as to work with the cable companies. We're talking about the feds here, Homeland Security. We're talking about Congress people getting upset about this episode airing and the information it laid out. And you saw cable companies literally delete the episode from the listings, literally delete it from the repeat, rebroadcast, re-airing episodes in the listings. You also saw the recorded DVR boxes. Suddenly, we had multiple reports, enough to collaborate, that this was going on, and we saw it on our own DVR boxes, that this Police State episode was deleted from where you can save episodes, record them to your hard drive, and they've tried to wipe it out. You can still find it online and share it with people, but what we've done here is try to strip away the kind of packaging and repeating things that you have to do on TV to bring people back in from commercials and the rest of it, and we tried to boil it down to some of the most essential information. Of course, we can't air it all, but we're going to play some really important clips here, and look how true it is. They've got TSA knowingly, you know, with cancer fears over these scanners, but they go forward. You've got these Viper checkpoints now expanding on highways. You've got Homeland Security coordinating with police and mayors to crack down on Occupy Wall Street protests. And as you well know, that is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much else going on. We broke the MIAC Homeland Security reports, two different reports. They're both targeting politically motivated groups, returning veterans, and a whole lot more constitutionalists as potential homeland terrorists. You've seen the whole thing shift from the shadowy enemies somewhere in the Muslim world to a crackdown on American people, a paranoia about what they're going to be a part of. And you know, Jesse Ventura has put his money where his mouth is. He tried to sue the TSA, and he got so mad when they wouldn't even let him have a jury trial, wouldn't let that come to surface. So please watch this episode, watch the clips that are stripped down to the bare information, and get it out to people you know. Let them know that this was predicted at least a year ago by Ventura. Alex consulted on it, really helped get him good information, and look how true it has all come down to. We're going to play those clips in large portion on the other side of this broadcast, but we have headlines today like TSA backs off of independent X-ray scanner safety test, knowing that the truth came out in 1998. And so they have reports as far back as 1998 revealing that the TSA's X-ray scanners could cause around 100 cases of cancer per year conservatively. And yet you have former Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff lobbying for the body scanners. And look what the pretext was, the so-called underwear bomber. Now they've expanded that pretext into highway checkpoints, random checkpoints, because somebody might do something somewhere. It's outrageous. They're trying to control the American population and a whole lot more. Stay tuned. We're going to get into those clips on the other side. You don't want to miss it. It's censored information here on Infowars.com.
Thank you. Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jones Show here in the first long segment of the second hour. And if you just joined us, we have a special representation of the police state FEMA camp episode they tried to censor from television so the boobs would not catch on to what's going on. Those of us who've been researching alternative information know it's all too real that the federalization is creeping in, that the police state is creeping in, that they don't just want outrageous activity at the airports checking us as though we're all common criminals. They also want checkpoints on the highways, and it's all coming to a head. It's coming to fruition. They're going to check trains, bus terminals, passengers on the streets, all kinds of stuff. It's happening, and you've seen the news articles about it. Now we're going to air the presentation that Jesse Ventura and the Conspiracy Theory Show put together, large clips of it, so you can see how accurately it was predicted. And I didn't know about this stuff either till I worked with Alex, and then he pointed me towards a lot of the research. And it's just amazing the stuff that's going on. There's a reason that the founders of the Constitution, as imperfect as this country or its design ever was, tried to separate powers, tried to balance them, tried to bind down the normal tyranny that comes out of men and their powers through the chains of the Constitution. There's a reason that took place, and it's all come undone with this Homeland Security federalization. Whether it's law enforcement or lawmaking, you never want the power in so few hands as we now have with the Super Congress. I take you now to the clips of Police State on Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura from last season, as well as Alex's commentary on it.
A year ago, November 2010, Jesse Ventura premiered his Police State episode on True TV to a giant audience. Normally, they re-air the TV episodes over and over again, at least 50 times over the next year. That's how they recoup those $600,000 or so that it takes to make each episode. The previous season's episodes had all aired over and over again. Last season's episodes have aired over and over again, but not this one episode. And we're about to air here today large chunks of it, because the information contained in this censored information breaks down the full spectrum of federal takeover we're seeing. And it's through the exposé of this information that we can stop the military-industrial complex controlled by the megabanks from taking over our society. Congress covertly, Homeland Security, you name it, put pressure on Time Warner, that owns True TV, to make sure this was never seen again. I have been sworn to secrecy by members of the crew and others about some of the harassment and things that they went through. And as a journalist, when I'm sworn to secrecy, I won't talk about it. But it is life and death. I'll leave it at that. The system doesn't want the public to see credible former FBI agents blowing the whistle on a martial law police state control grid takeover that you're about to see. They don't want you to think about these issues. They want you to believe that America is still operating the way it always did. They don't want you to know that foreign megabanks have come in and hijacked the country and have turned the police and military to a great extent against the population. They don't want modern Paul Revere's to be able to warn people. You know, the night that this actually aired, I had privately told Ventura that I didn't think it would air. I called him at home and I called his son Tyrell and I said, congratulations, I can't believe that just aired. I am truly proud of the fact that this aired. And then a few days later, they were told it's not going to air again, and that Congress and Homeland Security were very, very upset. I know why. The congressman that sponsored the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, who claimed that none of it existed until he was confronted with it, was basically destroyed in the interview and revealed as the arrogant disinformation operative that he is. And that's another reason the system hit the panic button. They know the people thirst after liberty. They know the people want freedom. And they're attempting to use foreign outside threats as the pretext to take our liberties here domestically, when it's on record that those foreign threats were manufactured and funded and are controlled by the criminal banking cartel that has seized control of this nation. So I give you large segments of the censored police state FEMA camp concentration camp conspiracy episode that Big Brother doesn't want you to see.
Now, the secret government plan to spy on, round up, and imprison innocent Americans. Jesse Ventura uncovers a plot to force martial law on law-abiding citizens.
Certainly the involvement of the military is something that's very concerning.
Replace the 50 states with 10 giant prison sectors. Fill up hundreds of concentration camps with people like you and me.
They call them residential centers.
Residential centers with fences.
Because they're designed to hold whole families.
Pull the trigger with a disease pandemic.
There's this massive preparation, literal megadeth.
It's not a fantasy. The wheels are in motion. And politics.
politicians are passing laws to steal our freedoms and protect the elite.
I'm here to talk to you about these FEMA camps.
They don't exist.
So why was it put into that bill?
Before it's too late, Jesse Ventura cuts through the razor wire, storms the prisons, and blasts open the American concentration camp conspiracy.
I'm Jesse Ventura, and this is Conspiracy Theory.
Madison, Georgia. Jesse Ventura's investigation of a police state conspiracy has led him here. After weeks of traveling to sites of alleged concentration camps for innocent citizens, he's arrived at the most chilling display of all.
What in the hell is this? Coffin.
Hundreds of thousands of coffins.
And if they had to get rid of people or dissidents, they got the caskets for it, don't they?
Yes, and we found stockpiles all over the country.
Yeah, Governor, there are 72 of these fusion centers around the country.
Yeah, and as I understand it, they coordinate information from the CIA to the FBI to the state police as well as the local police.
The biggest problem with all of this is there's no oversight.
And did you know they've been sued? They're supposed to be watching for terrorists, but they've actually gone after protesters.
Yeah, even conspiracy theorists.
Conspiracy theorists?
Yes, even conspiracy theorists. Obama's regulatory czar, Cass Sunstein, has written a paper saying that conspiracy theorizers should be banned altogether.
Obviously, there's a lot more to this. I want to know everything about these fusion centers.
Brilliant. I'm on it.
And get me a flight to D.C. immediately.
Got it.
Everyone had leads to chase. I had a source in the Capitol. Mike German spent 16 years as an FBI special agent, infiltrating terror cells and preventing acts of terrorism before 9/11. A few years after 9/11, he got so fed up with the foul-ups and abuses within the Bureau, he quit. Now he's focused on reining in those fusion centers.
They developed in such secrecy with no guidelines and no oversight that the public really has no way to hold these institutions accountable.
No guidelines, no oversight, bad enough. But it's what he told me next that really made my blood boil.
Where they start collecting things that aren't necessarily reasonably associated with criminality, that's where problems start. In some programs, even expressing extreme views.
Wait. Who plays God here on the definition of what's an extreme view?
When we first produced a report in 2007 about this, there were 42 fusion centers. Now there are more than 72, so they're growing very rapidly.
What's the reason for the secrecy on their part?
There's obviously a very unfortunate history with police intelligence activities in the United States, particularly targeting political groups. So I think part of the secrecy was to allow this thing to develop before anybody found out much about them.
Okay, who's in charge of it?
That's the best question out there, and the answer is nobody.
That says to me it's ripe for abuse.
Absolutely.
Have there been abuses that you know of?
There have been a number of Fusion Center reports that have leaked that indicate that, yes, they are targeting groups because of their political beliefs.
They're gonna bust you for thinking.
They're here. The thought police. Now you can get arrested for what you believe in. What you buy, what you read, who you associate with.
Right, and they've started a suspicious activity reporting program.
What do we quote and put under suspicious activity?
Some of the behaviors are things like photography, taking videos, drawing diagrams, taking measurements, even expressing extreme views. Originally, the suspicious activity reporting program was directed at law enforcement, so at least they had some training in the law. But now they're actually public programs where they put out videos that show planes crashing into towers and say, you can prevent this by reporting your neighbors.
Profiling anybody and everybody who disagrees with Big Brother. I knew the next step, only I was hoping I was wrong.
Is this a step towards martial law?
Certainly the involvement of the military in these fusion centers is something that's very concerning to us.
Martial law. I'd seen that in the Philippines. The military moving in and taking over our communities, stomping on our rights. And these fusion centers are helping grease the skids.
So, Mike, these fusion centers, they're located everywhere. What's one of the big
ones?
Okay,
we're
going to
go to break now, but we're going to be back with more of Jesse Ventura's breaking police state FEMA camp episode on the other side, along with my analysis, Alex Jones, and more. Alex expected to pop in later in the broadcast. Stay tuned, Infowars.com.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Thank you.
will have to be built from the bottom up rather than from the top down. But in the end, run around national sovereignty. Eroding it piece by piece will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal assault. That was CFR member Richard Gardner in 1974, writing for the CFR journal Foreign Affairs. And you could see the strategy of circumventing the Constitution, circumventing the checks and balances, the establishment of the Council of Governors, the establishment of rural councils with executive branch, Department of Defense, Homeland Security, oversight of individual local rural affairs, taking over this country, and the Homeland Security mechanism in particular, really hijacking law enforcement, eroding the concept of local accountability, and breaking down the whole federalism concept that separated state, local, and federal national government as envisioned by the founders of this country. And that really is at the heart of this FEMA camp police state conspiracy. We're going to queue up more clips of that right now. But really, Ventura and his crew did an excellent job of breaking down the information and showing how it's this slow takeover. Council of Governors, only 10 instead of 50. The Super Congress really hijacking the authorities given to Congress and the separate houses of Congress, and how it has to be checked by the three branches of governments. All that is being undermined by these policies in the name of safety and fighting terrorism. Let's cue more of those clips now.
So, Mike, these fusion centers, they're located everywhere. What's one of the big ones that you know of?
Well, they have a number of big ones. One of the very slick production is the Colorado Fusion Center.
The Colorado Fusion Center is my target. I'm on my way. Doesn't look like much, does it? But this is Homeland Security's crown jewel. 55 different agencies use this place as their control center for spying on protesters, even ordinary delegates, outside the 2008 Democratic National Convention. But what else is it up to? Lance Klem is the guy in charge.
I didn't know you were part of this.
Yeah, hit them when they're not looking.
So your main function is gathering intelligence?
Is putting together pieces of information. Fusion center means that they take all kinds of pieces of information and fuse them together.
Yeah, gathering intelligence.
It may or may not be intelligence.
It also appears to me to be very ripe for abuse. This technology that you're putting together, how easy could that be used against American citizens?
We don't watch people. We do watch trends.
But aren't trends people?
Not necessarily.
But they could be.
They could be.
We had an occasion to study the Fusion Center in Missouri.
And it
came out that they were focusing in on people with Ron Paul stickers on their cars.
Right.
Now, isn't that going above and beyond the call of duty? I mean, it even showed up conspiracy theorists.
Yep.
That puts me in there. Would I be under observation by a fusion center because of my beliefs that I don't always believe?
Hopefully not.
Hopefully.
Hopefully not.
First he tells me they just fuse information. Then he says he hopes they're not watching me. I think all hope is lost. These guys sound out of control.
We've got documents from Missouri, and we've got one from Virginia that specifically targets African Americans,
right,
or people who are against the state of Israel.
Yep.
Or it's really troubling to see somebody who has a particular political slogan on their car, and all of a sudden they're on a watch list.
Sure, of course it is.
This guy isn't even bothering to deny it.
And that's really dicey.
Well, it is dicey.
And these policies are universal to every fusion center, or do you run each fusion center separately with these basic policies?
They're all, each one of them is managed separately.
Long break. However, it is important to point out that we've just passively accepted all this tracking and tracing technology, assuming the promise of new science, new technology somehow justifies the fact that they plan to use this against the American people and the people of the world. We know they have prepared for economic riots and many other scenarios, internal revolutions, and the rest of it. We know who was behind the Arab Spring. Why do we think it's any different here in America? That system has been unleashed, that beast system, and we've just passively learned to accept it. We shouldn't. We're going to speak out more about it on the other side and against this evil concentration of power. Tyranny always takes over and tries to shut up the dissidents. We're not going to let it happen this time. Infowars.com. Let's fight back. Join us for more analysis on the other side and more of the censored episode they didn't want you to know about.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We are in the middle of exposing the censored information that Jesse Ventura was, by the grace of God, able to air in spite of all the interference that would later come down from Congress and the feds who didn't want this kind of information to get out. We heard about the MIAC report, the Homeland Security reports, targeting Tea Party activists, returning veterans, people with ideological points of views. It seemed theoretical, like it could never happen. Now you've got infiltrations and disruptions of Occupy Wall Street, federally coordinated crackdowns on the right to assemble and to free speech. The Bill of Rights, the Fourth Amendment, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, which were not supposed to be breached under any circumstances, have become the playthings of this hyper-steroid, tyrannical body, among other parts of it, the Homeland Security and TSA apparatus. We got to fight back against it. We're going to play more of those clips now with Alex's analysis and the groundbreaking episode they tried to censor and keep you from getting out. Let's don't do that. Let's get it out to everyone and let them know this was predicted. We saw it coming and we got to do something about it.
You know, I've been involved in I don't know, of the 16 episodes they've had, I've been involved in eight of them. I've been involved in half of the two seasons. I'm involved in half the shows coming up that are going to air sometime early next year that they're shooting right now. And I can tell you that never before on national mainstream TV have they addressed the New World Order, Private Federal Reserve, the global warming hoax, all these serious issues, population reduction. And they got record ratings on True TV showing the population is hungry for the truth. And the system knows that, so they want to give a tainted version of it because the people are demanding it. The system wants to stay relevant, so they're trying to cover some of it. They've allowed Ventura to go very far, but only so far, because the system is scared. The system knows the people are waking up. And the controllers of this police state control grid do not want you to see this information. And since this aired, we have a governor's council over all rural affairs run by Homeland Security Department of Defense. Since this aired, we have a super Congress that creates all the major bills, including, quote, secret farm bills. It's in the Constitution that bills originate in the House. Now it's a super committee of the House and Senate. The president has the tie-breaking vote. And if they don't vote for the bill they're given, then it just goes back to what the super Congress wanted. Europe is under a new dictatorship. They call it Bank of the World and admit it's undemocratic. This is all happening. It turns out we were right. TSA is now announcing checkpoints on the highways of America. And they're setting them up. It's actually happening now. Streetlights and other systems with cameras and microphones. It's all happening now. And Jesse Ventura and his television show broke it all down.
Imagine dozens of fusion centers, dozens of mini dictators you never heard of, a secret government funded by elite power brokers in the top echelon of Washington. What's the real scheme here? I got an idea when I got a call from Austin, Texas. It was Alex Jones, my conspiracy insider. He knew that June was in town. And when he heard the term fusion center, he went ballistic.
Governor, I need to talk to you right away.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
These fusion centers aren't just to keep tabs on the public and spy on us. They're really command and control centers for the concentration camps that are being expanded all over the nation.
Concentration camps? I knew this was going to get bigger, but I had to see this for myself. I met Alex outside a federal prison in Texas. At least, it seemed to be a prison.
This is also designated as a civil unrest center, and there's 11,000 plus acres in this area controlled by the Department of Defense.
So there's much more potential prison space than what we're seeing right here.
Yes, this is one of the major complexes in the United States for suppressing the major cities during unrest with a financial collapse, or during a war, or during a revolution in this country.
Looks like they're waiting to put us all behind bars.
We know that they plan to use the cover story that these centers were for illegal aliens or undocumented immigrants, but that they would then build them all over the nation, prisons that are for entire families, similar to the Nazi concentration camps.
Or similar to when they interned American Japanese citizens in World War II.
Exactly.
That government plan to suspend the Constitution, declare martial law, and round up anyone deemed a national security threat, it's documented. It's called Rex 84. It was cooked up under the Reagan administration by Colonel Oliver North.
And nothing but the truth, so help you God, I do.
June was in Las Vegas with a constitutional expert named Stuart Rhodes. From Honest Abe to Barack Obama, he says presidents have been taking away our rights whenever they want.
Executive orders over the years give the president the claimed authority to do all kinds of extraordinary things, like round up Americans and intern them without due process.
Can we go through some of these executive orders?
Sure. Well, I think the first big one was Lincoln during the Civil War. He ordered embargoes and blockades of southern ports on his own. He suspended habeas corpus. lot of them don't realize that FDR, by executive order, ordered the detention of American citizens. They were American citizens, but they happened to be of Japanese descent. They're corralled up. Over 100,000 of them were interned for years. No due process at all. But a more recent one, which has raised a few eyebrows, is the one issued January 11th, 2010, which is called, which establishes the Council of Governors.
The Council of Governors, 9 state governors and 1 from Puerto Rico. In case of a national emergency, they quarantine the country into 10 sectors and take control from the rest of the governors and state legislatures. If the president wanted to send in military or round up dissidents in a state, his council of cronies would rubber stamp anything. That's why they got picked. They call it a residential center, but it looks a hell of a lot more like a prison to me. Double fences, floodlights, barbed wire to keep people from getting out, and at the main entrance, railroad tracks. Just like Nazi Germany.
Halliburton and others have gotten contracts that they will not only hold immigrants or foreigners in these facilities, but political dissidents. And they're building these centers all over the country, and they call them residential centers.
Residential centers with fences?
Because they're designed to hold whole families.
Hell of a place to raise a family.
Investigator Daniel Kukin is on the road in California searching for other detention facilities said to be hidden in plain sight. His guide is William Lewis, an activist who's identified 800 prison camp locations. William speaks via webcam. He reveals that a bill in the U.S. Congress, H.R. 645, calls for the creation of these camps. They'd be run by the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Any kind of military base can be converted into a camp. The first thing that you need is a secured perimeter, a fence with barbed wire portion turned inward to keep people in instead of keep people out, some type of a guard tower, some type of an airfield, nearby rail line or train tracks, smoke towers, just like the Japanese internment camps of the 1940s. So my question is, who are they going to put into these camps? I have a feeling that it's going to be people like you and me.
Who do we talk to here? Can we walk in? Locked? It's locked. We can't even go in.
Hello?
It took a while. But finally, someone came out. The spokeswoman. What is this place?
This is the Tidanhoto Residential Center.
Residential center?
Yes, sir. Okay.
It looks like a prison. I mean, I've never seen a residential center that has 2 sets of fences go around. It looks identical to a prison to me.
Well, the reason I'm here is just to see what I can do for you today.
Well, you can answer my questions.
Well, the reason for that is to protect the privacy of the residents inside.
And why do they need protection?
Well, I tell you what I can do for you, sir. I'm more than happy to forward all your questions to our folks at ICE. They'd be more than happy to talk.
And ICE is?
And your Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Ah, okay.
And that's so under Homeland Security?
Yes, sir. That's
okay. I was getting tag-teamed by spokespeople. Just so I have it on the record, for a residential place, I've never seen one with a locked front door and double fences. It looks to me, it looks very much like a prison.
Well, we're charged with their safety as well, so...
Who's after them?
I'm sorry?
Who would be after them that you'd need double fences and this type of security? You got Al Capone in there? I thought I'd seen enough, but Alex Jones wanted me to visit one more location.
Governor, there's just a little town up the road from here.
Madison, Georgia. What in the hell is this?
It's hundreds of thousands of plastic coffins.
So each one of those is a separate coffin stacked on top. There's probably, 20 to 25 per stack. And how many stacks? Literally hundreds of them.
And you can fit 4 dead bodies per plastic coffin. It's basically a giant body bag.
Tens of thousands of coffins. Officially, they're plastic grave liners. 7 feet long, 3 feet deep. with lids. The company that makes them says they're just being stored for people's pre-needs. Well, who in the hell has a pre-need for this many coffins? Unless they're planning a massacre.
If they have to get rid of people or dissidents or whatever, they got certainly got the caskets for it, don't they? What would their argument be, though?
The place that makes these boxes used to be a research and development arm of Hercules Incorporated. Hercules is a major defense contractor with ties to Halliburton. The feds gave $385 million to a Halliburton subsidiary to build the detention centers.
It seems everything that I'm investigating, the trail seems to lead to Halliburton all the time.
Exactly, Governor. The admitted Homeland Security contracts with those camp centers. I mean, that's even in the mainstream news. It's Halliburton. It always goes back to Halliburton.
But it doesn't end there. These detention centers and camps are run by FEMA. The federal agency that's supposed to help us in crisis is ready to round us up. FEMA already has the country divided into 10 regions, and they match almost perfectly with the Council of Governors' 10 sectors.
And so these are sitting here waiting for the implement of martial law, possibly.
And remember, this is right outside Atlanta, Georgia, where the Centers for Disease Control is based. I'm going to give you some of these secret government documents that we've gotten from where they admit that they've got stockpiles for the biological pandemic. This is the perfect pretext to bring in martial law using the fear generated by a pandemic.
They start a pandemic as an excuse. An excuse to put away anybody who gets in the way of their power grid. The feds would trigger a nationwide outbreak of deadly disease. The bodies would pile up, the military would pile in, and the concentration camp gates would open.
We have government documents where the CDC is preparing for mass pandemics, hundreds of thousands or even millions dead. There's this massive preparation going on for plagues and literal megadeth.
Megadeth. Well, that's one way to put it. It makes you wonder about all the flus that spread like wildfire, how quickly they kill, all the outbreaks and vaccinations, and how simple it would be for the elites to put the plan into action. And we may have arrived just in time to expose the evidence. In the hours after we left, workers began hustling to get the coffins out of there. It was time to meet the ones who are making all this possible. Now I've seen enough evidence. I want to know why our congressmen think we need prison camps for ordinary citizens. They put it right in a congressional bill, H.R. 645. I went to Washington to find some of the congressmen who co-sponsored the bill. First, there was Congressman and co-sponsor Jim Gerlach of Pennsylvania. When I arrived at his office on Capitol Hill, his chief of staff said the congressman would be glad to see me. Until he found out what I wanted to talk about.
These FEMA camps.
Then Gerlach ran away.
He literally just stepped out of the office as you walked in.
On two separate occasions.
Actually just left to go back to the district.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
How convenient. He says he's all excited to talk to me all morning, and then we go in there and he heads home right after he finishes a vote. Yeah, right.
Congressman Steve Cohen of Tennessee agreed to talk about the bill. Remember, he's a co-sponsor.
I'm here to talk to you about these FEMA camps. I'm very disturbed about them. Why would we be building these things all over the country? For what purpose?
Well, we wouldn't, because they don't exist. It's just a figment of some people who have concerns about maybe Martians or other creatures coming to infiltrate our society, thinking that there are such camps. But
so there are no such. So why was it put into that bill? It's in a bill. So it's put into the bill. It doesn't exist. There are no FEMA camps anywhere in America.
No, there aren't.
What was the place I saw in Texas? It was called a residence. It had two 20-foot high fences around it. When I knocked on the door, it was locked. When the people came to the door, no comment was the answer I got on any question. And what disturbed me the most about this place was in the back, it was like a daycare. There's slides and swings for children. And I said, do you keep children inside this place? No comment. Have you ever kept children in this place? No comment.
I haven't been there, so I have no idea. Maybe they're immature people.
So you're telling me there isn't one FEMA camp of these in the United States right now?
There are not.
Why is it in that bill?
What is exactly in the bill?
It talks about building FEMA camps, doesn't it? In that particular bill that we're talking about?
I would have to. I'd like to see the bill.
Isn't this guy a co-sponsor of the bill?
What's the bill number? Six FEMA camps to be built within the United States. How can a bill state that there'll be six FEMA camps built in the United States and then I'm being told there are none?
Well, I think I recall now something about this, and if I'm correct, I think those are locations for if there's a disaster like in Katrina. I think that's what it is. It's not any kind of a concentration camp or anything to round up citizens.
Thinks that's what it is? The bill that he co-sponsored says the use of the camps will be determined by the Secretary of Homeland Security.
They can come and go as they please.
Exactly.
They won't be locked.
No, they
can go in and out because the place I saw in Texas is locked. You can't go in and out of it. No comment.
Well, it's not probably not being used either for a couple
of
years.
We have films of children playing on the swings and the slides and stuff. And this one technically falls under Homeland Security.
Well, okay, we're going to be back on the other side of the break, and that is the most damning part of the episode where he confronts the congressman who co-sponsored the bill establishing the FEMA camps. You heard the doublespeak. I'm going to break it down for you on the other side. Alex has more comments and still more ahead. Stay tuned, InfoWars.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The Alex Jones Show. Again, I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in, and you have been just tuning in to large clips from the censored police state episode of Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Theory program. It's a very good program, but I have to say, if I have any criticism of it, it's the unfortunate way that the repeated clips and stuff distract from the straightforward message, and that's why I tried to boil down in these clips just straightforward what they're saying, cutting out even the very dramatic and interesting recaps of stuff we heard previously. But you see the whole system building towards tyranny. They have set up this apparatus for a reason, and it's just incredible the way this episode builds to the congressman admitting that, yes, there are these detention centers that were set up in the bill authorized in H.R. 645, but those are for emergency. There's no FEMA camps to intern Americans. That's something people on the internet have imagined. That's a little green Martian thing. I mean, what a bunch of crock. And he got caught, you know, right there on camera. Jesse Ventura was in the zone and really nailed him on that point. And it's a very important point because they really want to keep the public out of awareness of this. And if they have any awareness, they want to always throw to pretext, to other reasons, for the reasons why they're being governed by the rulers. Of course, they're going to give the general population excuses for why they have these centers built up, but we know they have prepared for civil unrest. They prepared for this economic crisis that they otherwise set in motion, and they have prepared for internal revolutions, potential riots. That's why they put provocateurs in at these mass demonstrations, and that's why they try to steer it as much as they can left and right, but they know even that only goes so far in the political paradigm. There's always power to share, and the system in the United States was set up under the Constitution so we have individual rights and liberties, and also so that the power is diffused through the various bodies, the executive branch, the judicial, and the two houses of Congress, the state and local governments. And they have tried to circumvent or supersede all of that with these executively ordered councils, the Council of Governors, and the rest of it that Ventura and Alex break down so well. And that's why I want to cue up now Ventura's conclusion to this episode and then Alex's comments.
They said it couldn't happen here, but it already is happening. And we've already allowed our elected officials to break all kinds of laws designed to protect you and me. You thought we had 50 states? Nope. We've learned there's 10 sectors ruled by 10 people you didn't vote for. You support your local police? That's nothing, not when they've got the military ready to take over. You signed a petition outside the supermarket? Who knows what list you're on now? And what about all these detention centers? Why do you think the standard answer is no comment? And here's what's worse. They're doing it all in the name of national security. Talk about the fear factor. I've said it before and I'll say it now. I'd rather face the dangers than lose my freedom. I'm Jesse Ventura, and this is Conspiracy Theory.
So that's it in a nutshell from the groundbreaking and entirely censored police state episode of Conspiracy Theory. It's on for a third season. Somehow it was finagled. Jesse Ventura, just as an individual, vowed not to travel on the airlines. He found a way to do it by traveling by vehicle and having other people come to him. And we're glad that's continuing. But keep in mind, they actually censored this episode, kept it from rebroadcast, deleted it from DVR boxes and rerun listings and the rest of it. Let's cue Alex's comments.
You thought you had 50 governors? Think again. You've got 10 regions. The police state isn't coming. It's already here. It's Ventura's summation that scared the system at the end. I'm going to throw it to Aaron Dykes, who's sitting in for me. I'll be back live here on the radio on air. But I hope that you get this presentation and my intro and the information that Aaron's about to break down out to everybody you know. Because since this aired a year ago, last November.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.